All right. Today is the commemoration of the disappearance days of Gadadhar Pandit Goswami and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's a very, very important day in the Vaishnava calendar. So we're going to start class by chanting the prayers to the departed Vaishnavas by Srila Narottama Das Thakur, Saparshita Gora Viraha Vilapa. That means lamentation, feeling the separation from the Lord and his devotees. Yehani lo premadanha koruna prachu. Yehani lo premadanha koruna prachu. Henu prabhu kota gela charya taku. Kahamura sarupa kah sanatan kakata su Radunata Patita Pavan Gavamora Bata Juga Kaviras Nikakale Kota Gela Goranatara Shane Kutivo Mata Anale Vashiva Goranga Gonera Nede Kokta Gile Papo Sesaba Sangira Sange Ye koilo vila se sangana paya kande naro tamuja Dana Corona Prachur.
Jaya Jaya Thakur, Jaya Jaya Thakur, Jaya Jaya Thakur, Jaya Jaya Thakur.
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravidikacharya Also Tera Satishi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharshila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sekha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Sivasiddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Kishai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopikopadat Shayam Kund Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Munamai Kijai Shrimati Lasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarni. So, we're going to read the translation to this prayer. Better not marigolds. No, better to forget about it. He who brought the treasure of divine love and was filled with compassion and mercy. And where has such a personality as Srinivasacharya gone? Where is my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishna's Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. So today is the commemoration of the disappearance days of Giridhar Pandit Goswami and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So first we're going to speak about Giridhar Pandit Goswami. So Om Gadat Timiranda Shah Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigaravay Namaha. So to start the talk off, we're going to read a verse from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and there's many verses in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that deal with Giridhar Pandit Goswami. This is from 1:10:15, Adi Leela, 10th chapter, text 15. Bada Shaka Giridhar Pandita Goswami Teno Lakshmi Rupa Kanra Samakeha Nahi. Giridhar Pandit, the fourth branch, is described as an incarnation of the pleasure potency of Sri Krishna. No one, therefore, can equal him. And I'm going to read Prabhupada's purport. In the Gaura Ganodesha Deepika, 147-53, it is stated that Sri Krishna's pleasure potency, formerly known as Vrindavaneshwari, that's, of course, Radharani, is now personified in the form of Sri Giridhar Pandit in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami has pointed out that in the shape of Lakshmi, the pleasure potency of Krishna, she was formerly very dear to the Lord as Shyama Sundara Balabha. The same Shyama Sundara Balabha is now present in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes as Giridhar Pandit. Formerly, as Lalita Sakhi, she was always devoted to Srimati Radharani. Thus, Giridhar Pandit is simultaneously an incarnation of Srimati Radharani and Lalita Sakhi. In the 12th chapter of this part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a description of the descendants or the cyclic succession of Gadadhar Pandits. So that's Gadadhar Pandit's ontological position as a member of the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shidwaita Gadadhar, Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivrinda. He is Srimati Radharani. Gadadhar, of course, is Narada Muni, and Lord Chaitanya, of course, is Radha and Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya, Radha and Krishna appearing in one form. Of course, is actually Krishna in the mood of Radharani, so one and different simultaneously, Achintya Beda Beda Tattva, and then Lord Nityananda is Balarama and Dvaitacharya is Mahavishnu. So, let us talk about Gadadhar Pandit Goswami's pastimes. Of course, one thing I wanted to mention is Gadadhar Pandit Goswami is incarnation of Srimati Radharani, who is Bam, that means a left-handed gopi. A left-handed gopi means the gopis who are unsubmissive to the Lord. Not unsubmissive in the sense that they're not serving the Lord, but they sometimes are oppositional to give the Lord happiness. Krishna likes to have different rasas or tastes in his relationships, and one of the tastes he has is argumentation. Just like Prabhupada comments in the Krishna book when he's talking about how Krishna is trying to awaken the mood of argumentation in Rukmini. He's telling Rukmini what? You are still young. You married the wrong guy. You should get a divorce. You could have married that nice guy, Shishupal. And he's trying to evoke that sort of anger, the man in Rukmini. And he's not successful because Rukmini faints, thinking that Krishna is serious. Sometimes we have that experience. We're joking and people think we're serious. So Prabhupada comments that in household life, of course, I don't have too much experience of this, but anyway, in household life, there's sometimes the couple enjoys some sort of like argumentation, not like heavy argumentation, you know, like throwing rolling pins at each other or something, but enjoys, you know, some back and forth like that, and that's part of relationship. You know, it's always like, you know, whatever you want, I'll do. It's not a very tasty relationship, at least from the perspective of complete rasa, tasting complete rasa. So anyway, so that's Radharani's mood, is to not exactly be oppositional, but sometimes act in an oppositional way to evoke this particular type of sentiment, this bond. This sentiment by which the Lord can enjoy this type of interaction. So Gadadhar Pandit Goswami does not manifest that particular sentiment in spite of being Srimati Radharani. So, you know, what is the reason? Well, the reason is, explained by the Acharyas, is that he is respecting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's position as manifesting the mood of Srimati Radharani. So he's respecting that. He understands the pastimes. He's acting in terms of the pastimes. And not only that, he's basically trying to instruct Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that particular mood. And why do I say this? Let me give a story from Gadadhar Pandit Goswami's pastimes in Jagannath Puri, that Gadadhar Pandit Goswami would daily give a Bhagavatam class. And who was his student? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so he was instructing, and the Bhagavatam is meant to bring someone to the point of understanding and entering into Madhurya Ras, or any of the rasas, but in this particular case, Madhurya Ras. So we find that Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was actually giving instruction to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, when they were very young, Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, of course, manifested the pastimes of being a devotee from his very birth. And he was actually quite shy. He wasn't like bold like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. So when they were very young, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't manifest the pastimes of being a devotee, and Gadadhar Pandit Goswami sometimes preached to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was 1 year younger than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he would tell Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, why are you wasting the human form of life? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would reply. So when he was giving instruction to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that was the point I'm making, Lord Chaitanya would reply, in the future, I will become such a great devotee that even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva will basically worship me. And Gadadhar thought, you know, this is too much, because he didn't recognize that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, of course, later on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he revealed that he was Krishna, then Gadadhar was inseparable from him. But as I mentioned before, that Gadadhar never talked back to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's the pastimes that we actually read recently in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Balabhavata. That Balabhavata had taken shelter when Balabhavata was actually not exactly rejected by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but neglected by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Balabhavata had committed the offense of questioning the authority of Sridhar Swami, the original commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Balabhavata took shelter with Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, and he was making Gadadhar Pandit Goswami hear his commentary that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered to be offensive. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu neglected Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, and Gadadhar Pandit Goswami never came back to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, you know, why are you neglecting me? And later on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he accepted Balabhavata and gave permission for Balabhavata to take initiation from Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, so after that he said, why didn't you reproach me? And Gadadhar Pandit Goswami refused to, you know, he had this submissive mood. So that's the point I'm making. He has a submissive mood in relationship to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he was respecting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhav as being Krishna in the mood of Radharani, and he was basically helping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu express that bhav by preaching to him the Bhagavatam in Jagannath Puri and helping him in his various pastimes. So let's talk a little bit about his history. We talked about his ontological position. He's Srimati Radharani. He appeared in the year 1486 and disappeared in the year 1534, right after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. And he entered, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, into the Tota Gopinath deity when he disappeared. So Tota Gopinath deity is the famous deity in Jagannath Puri, which Gadadhar Pandit Goswami had taken a vow to serve for his whole life. It's a very, very big deity of Krishna playing the flute, and this deity is sitting down. And the reason the deity is sitting down is because originally the deity was standing up, and Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, when he got old, and he didn't get that old. I mean, if you look at, he was basically a little older than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he left this world. But even at 48 or so, he was unable to reach up, because the deity is quite big. I mean, if you could picture, if any of you have been to see Tota Gopinath, picture how he would look standing up. He would be quite big. I mean, probably even I couldn't reach his head if I had to dress him. I mean, that's how big he would be. I would have to stand on something. So the deity agreed to sit down when Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was contemplating giving up his deity worship so that Gadadhar Pandit Goswami could dress the deity. So he was born in a Brahmin family, and as I mentioned before, he's a childhood friend of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was very renounced, and he loved solitude. He liked to be by himself and chant the holy names. And interesting pastime occurred when Ishwarapuri, for the first time, visited Sridhar Mayapur. He taught Gadadhar Pandit Goswami the Krishna Lilamrita, which is his beautiful book about the leelas of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, there's even the story about how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu edited, or was asked to edit that book by Ishwarapuri when Ishwarapuri was in Sridhar Mayapur. So, some pastimes, how he took initiation. There's a pastime how he took initiation, which I think a lot of devotees are familiar with. One time, his friend Mukunda Dutt invited him to see this great devotee, Pundarik Vijayaniti. Pundarik Vijayaniti, incidentally, is the appearance of Rishabhanu. Rishabhanu is Radharani's father. So obviously, Radharani's father is going to be the guru or father of Radharani when Radharani appears, and Radharani is Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. So anyway, so Mukunda said, you should come see this great Vaishnava. And Gadadhar thought, this is a great idea. I want to go to see this great Vaishnava. When he went to see Pundarik Vijayaniti, he saw that Pundarik Vijayaniti was dressed very opulently, seated on a bedstead. They had silk sheets, you know, like a four-poster bedstead. And he was thinking, and chewing betel, and hair slicked back, you know, long black hair slicked back with some sort of oil. And he thought that this individual is a materialist. I mean, maybe inclined towards devotional service, but, you know, he's definitely not that advanced in devotional service, because of devotion, advancement in devotional service, according to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the prayer written by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is what? Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shiksharta Eka Purusha Purana. That Vairagya, one must be renounced from things and not like exhibiting so much opulence. Although many times devotees exhibit opulence because that's their role in Krishna's service. I mean, Nanda Maharaj obviously was exhibiting opulence. Lord Nityananda was exhibiting opulence. But Gadadhar thought, you know, he could not be such a great devotee, maybe a materialistic devotee like the demigods. And so Mukunda, understanding this, began to chant a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam that elaborated on the Lord's mercy. And then what happened is Pundarik Vijayaniti basically tore apart his whole opulent bedstead and started rolling on the ground, went into trance, and Gadadhar understood he had made a big, big mistake. And he thought the only way to rectify this mistake is to take initiation from Pundarik Vijayaniti. And so he waited and waited and waited until Pundarik Vijayaniti came back to external consciousness. And Gadadhar asked for initiation, and Pundarik Vijayaniti said it's only after many, many births that one gets a disciple like this. And so he gave initiation to Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, and Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was his formally initiated. Actually, it's described as second initiation for the second time. So there's many different types of initiation, anyway, given in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So, and when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar accompanied him there, took the vow of Kshetra Sannyas to serve Tota Gopinath, which we previously mentioned. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on his tours out of Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit Goswami attempted to follow him, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got very upset, and he said, you've taken this vow of Kshetra Sannyas, and Gadadhar Pandit Goswami basically said something like, let my vow of Kshetra Sannyas go to hell. So this is interesting, that sometimes out of ecstatic love, there could be some violation. I'm not talking about the regulative principles like, you know, smoking dope or anything like that, but there could be some violation of certain principles that ordinarily should be followed. Now, this should not be imitated. You know, we may think out of ecstatic love, I'm going to not serve the deity the regular offering or something like that. Or out of ecstatic love, I'm going to dress the deities because it's a particular festival day, it's Ram Navami, I'm going to dress Krishna as Lord Ram, give him a bow, and I'm going to dress Sita Devi, Radharani as Sita Devi. So that's not for us. That's for these great devotees like Gadadhar Pandit Goswami who can violate this. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, forbade him from following him, and he ordered him to go back. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he protected Gadadhar Pandit Goswami's vow of Kshetra Sannyas. So these are some of the stories about Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, who was Radharani, and as Prabhupada pointed out, a combined incarnation of Srimati Radharani and Lalita Sakhi. I guess I should unpack that. Because Lalita Sakhi is an expansion of Srimati Radharani, as is Vishakha Devi. They are not Jiva souls, they are Shakti Tattva. And Radharani is what? The Adi Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Adi Shakti, she's also called the Ladini Shakti, the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the spiritual potencies expand from Srimati Radharani. So in other words, they're non-different from her. So it's appropriate to say that she's the combined incarnation of Lalita Devi and Srimati Radharani, because Lalita Devi is the expansion of Srimati Radharani, just like we have with the Vishnu Tattva expansions, that Krishna, Balaram, or the quadruple expansions, Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Prajuna, and Aniruddha. Okay, that's Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. Now let us talk about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whose disappearance day it is today. Of course, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the spiritual master of Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who is the spiritual master of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is the spiritual master of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And we're going to start reading about Bhaktivinoda Thakur's schedule. He was a prolific author. I mean, I have a list of his books. Maybe we'll do the things in a little bit different order this time than we ordinarily do with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was a prolific author, and in order to produce so many books, he was very attentive as to the use of Krishna's time. Because as we know, if you lose a moment, you can't get it back. You know, for every rising and setting of the sun, a day is lost, and you can't get that day back for millions, as Prabhupada would often say, for millions of dollars. So here is his schedule, is how he accomplished so much. And Srila Prabhupada didn't have exactly the same schedule, but Srila Prabhupada followed a very rigid schedule as far as his writing was concerned. You know, he would take rest in the evening and get up. Some of his servants say he would get up at 1:30 or 1 o'clock and write at that particular time, because then it was quiet. So here is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's schedule. And this is, we cannot imitate this because we don't have spiritual bodies. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is an eternal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From 7:30 to 8 o'clock at night, he would take rest. 10 o'clock, he would get up and write. At 4 a.m. to 4:30, he would take another power nap. Rest, actually. And then he'd rise, wash hands and face, and chant japa until 7 o'clock. Then he'd write his letters, and he'd read at 7:30, a typical schedule. I'm sure there was some variation. At 8:30, he'd receive guests and continue to read. 9:30, 9:45, another power nap. 9:45, he'd take his morning bath, take a breakfast of a half-quart milk, chapatis, fruit, etc., and then he'd go to court. And he was, of course, a court justice. And he would wear the normal coat and pants to court with double-sized tilak neck beads. His neck beads were quite big, if you've ever seen a picture of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Very, very big neck beads. He wasn't hiding the fact he was a devotee. But he did dress in the traditional dress of a court justice. He would decide things immediately, and it's described that he would pass his judgments very, very quickly. He would do the service that a normal court judge did. He would do that service in half a day rather than a whole day. He shaved his head monthly. He never allowed, he was very strict about other instruments, harmonium, and never had any debts. So he was in court until 1 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock he went home, bathed and refreshed. 2 o'clock went to the office, and at 5 o'clock he translated the works from Sanskrit to Bengali. It's described he would take his evening bath and a meal of rice, a couple of chapatis, and then he took rice. He was always charitable to Brahmins, and he's equal to all castes. He never had any pride. He declined all honors and titles offered to him by the government. He's very strict on his moral principles, and he spoke Bengali, Sanskrit, English, Latin, Urdu, Persian, and Orient. And he started writing books at 12 years of age. And he continued churning out a profuse number of books. And I'm going to read some of the books that he produced. And we're doing this in a little different order than we normally do. There's Hari Katha, just to let you see what a great personality he was and how he was able to produce so much. Within, of course, he lived for 75 years. During the last 2 or 3 years of his life, he actually took the Babaji order. And for the last 2 years, he was feigning sickness, paralysis, so he could just remain and do what we call nirjana bhajan. Nirjana means without anybody. And bhajan, of course, means the cultivation of bhakti in one's heart by chanting. So, here's some of the works he did. Well, I don't even have time to read them all in the span of this class. But anyway, I'm not going to read them all because that would be the whole class. So, anyway, there's at least 30 to 40 different major works that he wrote, articles and major works that he wrote. He was born in 1838, and he had a very challenging childhood because he was born in a very rich family, and then his family lost everything. When he was young, a Muslim soothsayer predicted that his village would be destroyed and that he would become a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and a recognized author. He went to college. He studied English and Bengali in college, and he was very much taken in the beginning by Christian theology, because Christian theology is monotheistic. And so, at least some branches of Christian theology are monotheistic. And what was presently understood understood at the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur was that the Vedic philosophy was either polytheistic or atheistic or Mayavadi inclined towards impersonalism. So he wasn't that attracted because he hadn't been at least exposed theologically that much to the Vedic philosophy. So that's why he was mainly attracted to Christian theology. And so one time he went to Orissa and he visited his grandfather, paternal grandfather, and his paternal grandfather could tell the future, and he predicted also that Bhaktivinoda Thakur would become a great devotee and do much service. And he told Bhaktivinoda Thakur to visit all the monasteries and temples in the state of Orissa. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as I mentioned before, was posted as a magistrate in many different places. So when he was situated in Bengal, well, because he was generally in Bengal, in Burdwan, he got the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam from Calcutta. And then he started reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam incessantly, and his faith, of course, you may say, you know, he's an interested devotee, his faith should always be there, but this is a pastime of the Lord. He was under Yogamaya, the potency of the Lord, that sometimes causes the Lord to even forget that he's the Supreme Personality of God, and sometimes causes the devotees to forget that they're devotees. Now, of course, we're not under Yogamaya, at least myself, we're under something called Mahamaya, which causes us to forget that we're devotees. And this is not a pastime. This is nonsense. That's a little bit different. So anyway, so ostensibly his faith started increasing and he started publishing things about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he develops such great faith in Srimad Bhagavatam. And one interesting story was that there was a place called Champarana in which people were worshiping a ghost to get a favorable judgment from a court. And so he employed the father of a famous girl scholar in reading Srimad Bhagavatam. He read the Srimad Bhagavatam for a whole month. And then after the month, the tree crashed to the ground, and that's where the ghost was, in the tree. So he rid of this place of the ghost. Another famous story of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the story where there was a yogi named Mishikashena who said that he was God, Vishnu. And he had two friends, Brahma and Shiva. And he was actually having an illicit relationship with many of the girls from the villages because he had so many yogic powers. People thought he was God, so they would send their daughters, I guess even wives, to consort with him. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and also he challenged the English government. And that was actually the worst thing. So the English government officials sent Bhaktivinoda Thakur to try to get rid of him. And he came there, and this yogi knew who Bhaktivinoda Thakur was and why he was coming. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "You should come to see Lord Jagannath." And this yogi said, "I'm the supreme in person. Jagannath is just wood." Bhaktivinoda Thakur got angry. He had him arrested by three, and it took 36 Muslim constables and 72 policemen from Cuttack day and night to guard the guy. And there was actually protests, like we have in America sometimes, for different reasons. There were protests outside of the courthouse. And this yogi caused Bhaktivinoda Thakur's daughter to become very sick one day, and actually caused Bhaktivinoda Thakur to become sick the last day of the trial. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to drag himself to court to pass judgment on the yogi. And he passed judgment on the yogi, sent him to jail. And the English officer at that time cut the yogi's hair off, which is where the yogi had all of his power, in his hair. And the yogi collapsed because he had been fasting, and then shortly after that he committed suicide in jail. So then he continued studying. Bhaktivinoda Thakur continued studying, and set up a house near the Jagannath Puri temple when he became the magistrate there, and he actually rectified many of the abuses that were occurring in the Jagannath Puri temple because the king of Jagannath Puri was stealing the money meant for Lord Jagannath. So he passed judgment on the king of Puri. The king of Puri would have to give all that money and supply all the bhoga 52 times a day to Lord Jagannath. And the king of Puri got so discouraged, angry, that he, with the help of 50 pundits, he decided to do a yajna for killing Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And yajna went on for 30 days, and after 30 days, the king's son died instead of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And so, also in Jagannath Puri, on the fifth day of the dark fortnight of Magh in the year 1874, the fourth son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur took birth, and that was, of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was known as Bimal Prasad. Later on, see, this whole time he hadn't taken initiation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur hadn't taken initiation. So for some time, he wasn't wearing tilak. So he took Pancharatrika initiation from Vipini Bihari Goswami, who came from the Janava family. And Vipini Bihari Goswami was basically not appreciated by Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur. I'm not going to get into that particular controversy. But later on, Bhaktivinoda Thakur accepted Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj as his Shiksha Guru, which is the most important link with the Sampradaya. And with the help of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, with the help of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he was able to corroborate the appearance place of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sitting in the Rani Damshala in Navadweep, one night he saw like a light close to a very tall tree, there. And he did a lot of research, and he concluded that that must be the appearance place of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went there, and he found a mound of tulsi trees, and he actually corroborated with Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who started dancing ecstatically when he was brought to the place of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. In 1887, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to quit government service and just retire, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade him. He said, first, there's some service you must perform in Navadweep, so what will you do about that? He wouldn't let him retire. So that service, of course, was to actually find the appearance place of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to construct a temple in Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Actually begged door to door to raise the funds to build the temple there at the Yoga Peeth. He visited Vrindavan three times and retired from the post of deputy magistrate at the age of 56 in 1894, and his family didn't appreciate that very much, and neither did the government. And he kept writing. One great author considered his works and the devotion of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to have the title of the seventh Goswami of Vrindavan. He said, I've not seen the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, but I consider you to be the seventh Goswami of Vrindavan. So, on June 23rd, 1914, just before noon, Bhaktivinoda Thakur left his body. This day is also the disappearance of Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. So this is, anyway, we briefly talked about Bhaktivinoda Thakur today. So any questions or comments? The author of this, wait a second. I have that. He was a famous author and publisher. Here it is. Shishira Kumara Ghosh. He's the founder of the Amrita Bazar Patrika and the author of the Sri Amiya Nimai Charita. That means information about Lord Nityananda. And he also took up the preaching under Bhaktivinoda Thakur's guidance in many villages of Bengal. He wrote, I consider you to be the seventh Goswami. All right. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Jai Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jai Shri Shri Radhakalukananda, Radhakalukananda ki jai. Govinda.
Adi Purusha, Kandar ako kita maniya Nishesha Shobha
Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Jami
Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Jami Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami
Andaniya Sakale Priya Priti Manti Vasyanti Panti Kayanti Jiranda Gandhi Anandati Maya Sadhu
going to do Pushpanjali. The Pushpanjali is the worship of a great acharya using a great acharya or Krishna using flowers, and we recite the Mangalacharna prayers in order to do that. So please repeat. Om Magana Timirandasha Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Unmiritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svabhadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dejatarane Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namane Shivarshavanave Devi Loyataya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhurya Uchvala Primajja Shivrupanuga Bhaktida Shigora Kuranashati Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shimurtaye Dinatarane Rupanuga Vidudapa Siddhanta Dvantaharane Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Prasambode Padambujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhaktivinodaya Sachinananda Namane Gaurashakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gora Avirbhava Umestvam Nirdeshta Sajana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vanchakalpa Thurubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Panchatattva Atmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namde Gora Tishe Namaha Hey Krishna Kodana Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Sudhatao Pangor Mamamanda Materigati Matsarvashva Padambhojao Radha Vadanamohanao Divyad Vrindavranya Kalpa Drumadaha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devau Prastalibi Savyamanau Smarami Sriman Rasa Rasarambi Pamshivata tatas tataha karshan venu swanayra gopir gopinatha shriyestunaha tapta kanchana gorange radhe vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadhi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now we'll do three times three offering flowers. So Namo Bhaktivinodaya Satchidananda Namade Gaura Shakti Surupaya Rupanuga Varayate Ishat Pushpanjali Ishat Pushpanjali Ishat Pushpanjali Jai Shila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai. Namo Bhaktivinodaya Satchidananda Namade Gaurashakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Isha Pushpanjali Isha Pushpanjali Isha Pushpanjali Jai Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai. And one more time. Namo Bhaktivinodaya Satchidananda Namane Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Parayate Isha Pushpanjali, Isha Pushpanjali, Isha Pushpanjali, Jai Shila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Purule Shimada Bhaktivinoda Swami Stasis with him.
Stasis in the body Pushpanjali. Okay. And now we'll do the okay, well, Shikshashrika now. We don't need to. Oh, you're going to have an art tea? Okay, sure.
Bhakti Sadma Shri Guru Charana Padma Devala Bhakti Sadma Banda Mui Savadana Mate Banda Mui Savadana Savadana Mate Mandamui Savadana Adebai, Ebavo Toriyai, Jaharatas Adebai, Ebavo Toriyai, Jaharatas Adebai, Ebavo Toriyai, Jaharatas Adebai, Ebavo Toriyai, Krishna Prapti Hoya, Hoyte, Krishna Prapti Hoya, Hoyte, Krishna Prapti Hoya, Hoyte, Krishna Prapti Hoya, Hoyte, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Jatete Koriyakya, 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 Arana Koriya Maneha, Arana Koriya Maneha, Arana Koriya Maneha, Arana Koriya Maneha, Shri Guru Charane Rati Ese Uttama Gati, 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 Ye Prasade Pure Sarva Nasha, 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 Chakudandilo Jai Janmi Janmi Prabhu Se, Chakudandilo Jai Janmi Janmi, Chakudandilo Jai Janmi Janmi Prabhu Se, Chakudandilo Jai Janmi Janmi Prabhu Se, Divya Gyan Riddhi Prakrasita, Riddhi Prakrasita, Began really prakra sita, began the prakra sita, oh prema bhakti ya hoitri avidya vinyasa yanti, prema bhakti ya avidya vinyasa yanti, prema bhakti ya hoitri avidya vinyasa yanti, prema bhakti ya hoitri avidya vinyasa yanti, Vedikayana Racharita, Vedikayana Racharita, Vedikayana Racharita, charita me janara charita Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adama Janara Bandhu Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adama Janara Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adama Janara Bandhu Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adama Janara Bandhu Lokana Lokera Divana Lokana Dera Divana Lokana Lokera Divana Lokana Kenari Vana Ha Prabhu Kara Jaya De Amore Pada Jaya Ha Ha Prabhu Kara De Amore Pada Jaya Ha Ha Prabhu Kara Jaya De Amore Pada Jaya Ha Ha Prabhu Kara Jaya Amore para jaya, abia satusha, jibubana, abia, jibubana, no abia satusha, jibubana, abia, satusha, jibubana, jaya, charya, takor, jaya, acharya, takor, jaya, Acharya Tagore 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 Jaya, Acharya Vaishnav Tagore Jaya, Vaishnav Tagore, Vaishnav Tagore Jaya, Vaishnav Tagore, Vaishnav Tagore Jaya, Vaishnav Tagore. Vaishnav Tagore Jaya Vaishnav Jaya Vaishnav Tagore Vaishnav Tagore Vaishnav Tagore Jaya Vaishnav Tagore Jaya Vaishnav Tagore Vaishnav Tagore Jaya Vaishnav Tagore Vaishnav Tagore Prabhupad 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad Jaya Jaya Prabhupad 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 Jaya 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 Prabhupad 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad Jaya Jaya Prabhupad 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad Arpanam Arjanam Omadavagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairavya Chandrikavitaranam Vijavadu Jivanam Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Pranamrita Swananam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sayyidhanam Nandamakari Bhavdan